Hello, my name is Ray Wilson, and I was appointed to Bain School in January 1969 as a physics teacher, later becoming head of science and finally retiring in July 2003. I was appointed by Willie Martin, who at interview asked me if I would be prepared to help out with the Air Training Corps if appointed to the staff. He did so because the physics teacher I was replacing was also the commanding officer of 191 Air Training Corps, which was attached to the school. At interview, of course, I had to say yes. So when I arrived in the January 1969, I was to join a team of three officers. There was Ian Ridley, who was head of art, and he became squadron commander following on from Arthur Smith, whilst Frank Marsden, who was a chemistry teacher, and myself joined as junior pilot officers. We went flying at Woodvale, we went gliding at Salmsbury, we went shooting, sometimes at Kirkham Grammar School, sometimes at Arnold, and sometimes at Woodvale. Every year we had at least one camp on an RAF station around the country for a week, usually at Easter, because most of the squadrons in the country had to go during the summer holidays, not being school squadrons. But we were a school squadron, and so we were lucky to be given some time off school, either before or after the Easter holidays, to make up a full week at camp. The squadron remained stable for a long time, with Ian Ridley as squadron commander and Frank and myself working up from pilot officer through to flying officer. Eventually, Ian was offered early retirement, and then Frank became commanding officer of the squadron. By that time, I was head of science, so in school I was Frank's boss, whereas in the squadron he was my commanding officer. Eventually, Frank Marsden was given ill health retirement in 1989, and so for the last 3 years of the squadron's existence, I was the sole officer. We were in uniform every Friday, and nobody else on the school staff wanted to take up uniform or be involved with the squadron, so eventually it had to close. During the last 3 years, though, that I was helped by a team of very good senior NCOs. In fact, during that time, four of them were awarded flying scholarships by the RAF, which is unheard of in the whole country, because it was very rare to get one flying scholarship, but in 2 years, 191 Squadron was awarded four. The cadets involved were David Marsden, who was Frank Marsden's son, and Carl Holt, who were very close friends and went into the RAF directly from school as officer cadets through the university training. A third male cadet was Gareth Fewson, who was a year younger. Perhaps the most significant member of the team was Lisa Braithwaite, who was one of the very first female cadets in the whole country to be awarded a flying scholarship. So, in the closing years of the squadron, four flying scholarships were awarded, and it really was a significant occasion nationally. The squadron finally closed in 1992, which coincidentally was the 50th anniversary year of the Air Training Corps, it being founded in 1942. Indeed, 191 Squadron was one of the earliest squadrons in the country, just one behind 190 Squadron, which was Blackpool Grammar School. Poulton Squadron was 2459 in comparison. So it was an end of an era. It couldn't continue with just one officer with the squadron, but nonetheless, I gained a lot of benefits over the years from being involved, as did indeed the cadets.